to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg and I'm out and about, out in the Fraser Coast as I do, looking for positive stories. And well, one story today I'm sharing is one close to my heart, because coming up soon I'm going on a 100 kilometre journey with my horse and a growing team of supporters to raise money for MS Queensland. Now, while the COVID-19 has put a bit of a delay in when the actual ride's happening, my growing support hasn't stopped developing, and I'm so lucky today to be sitting here with Revel the Rebel. Let's call her Lydia Revel the Rebel. So I'm sitting here with the Rebel in her one of her stable. We're having a chat about what Lydia does, and she'll share that in a moment, but also what Lydia is doing to help me with this ride, which is massive. So, hey, Lydia, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I'll just explain, because no one can see you. Lydia is a buxom brunette. She weighs she's probably about a size 16, and she's, rides a Clydesdale, but she's absolutely stunning. No, actually, I'm just kidding. No, she's a slim, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Now, you're a riding instructor, right?
Correct, yes. Yep.
And how long have you been around horses?
Since I was 9.
Okay, so did this start out as a dream of owning a property and having a load of different horses and several different stables and yards and all this sort of gear? Where did this passion start?
I think it started when I was 3 and I wanted a pony, and Mum and Dad got me a Shetland pony, and then grew out of the Shetland pony, so obviously you have to upgrade, and then along came a bigger horse, and then after that came everything that's here right now.
Now, you've ridden Jed, and that's a massive horse, but you've got another horse that's bigger than Jed, haven't you?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep. So yep. Can you just let everybody know the contrast between your biggest horse and that first Shetland that you started riding on? Because the size is massively different.
Yeah, so I actually don't know how big Shetland ponies are, but they come up to maybe like an adult mid-thigh. And the one I ride now is taller than me, and I'm 174 centimetres, so she's 17 hands.
Now, that measurement is her back, or yes. Her shoulder bones.
Yeah.
So this is in her head. She towers over you.
Yep.
She's a she. She's filly. Lydia's got a full-time career in education, but at home, she, like Superwoman, rips off her clothes and gets on her riding boots and becomes a horse trainer, riding trainer extraordinaire. And would you like to tell everyone what you do, and are you open for business for new clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't have a lot of extra slots left. I only have Thursday afternoons every fortnight and Tuesday afternoons every fortnight left. I do have spaces on the weekend, but sometimes obviously other people change their times and whatnot, so I don't really have any lessons that are set in stone weekly spots available anymore. They're good. Filled up. So
Lydia, where are we? Because you brought me here, but I'm blind as a bat. I know we're in the Fraser Coast.
So we're out near Teddington Weir. So we're on Weir Road. So we're closer to Tyro really than Maryborough.
Yeah, go Tyro.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. And so with all those sessions booked and a full-time career, do you find much time for love?
yes and no. Yes and no.
I'm just messing with you.
You can say no comment.
You can say no comment.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let's just say you've got your hands full with all the horses.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. But let's get to the real guts of why. What brought... Okay, so as my listeners know that I've embarked on this journey, I got Juliet at the end of last year and started riding her this year. And Lydia came into my life very quickly, recommended by Tammy to give me riding lessons. Very quickly, Lydia stepped forward and said, hey, I feel like I can help you on your 100 kilometres. Can I come? And that's it. It's like, you know, we suck you in and then you're not getting away from us. If we had to put shackles on her now, we would. So she's a really important part of our team. So with this 100Ks, Lydia, can you explain and share with everyone what you've volunteered to do as an in-kind support?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on the ride, I will be sitting in the support car with Julie.
Air conditioned comfort.
Yeah, air conditioned comfort. I will be watching out for Jus and Juliet's safety and for the horse's behavior as well. So if any situation arises where I don't know, one of the horses shies or they get a fright or get upset, I can jump out of the car and go and de-escalate that quickly rather than Tammy and Jus having to do it themselves while they're on their horses.
Well, I had a very big learning with Lydia as I've been had my time being trained by Lydia, and it's really me being trained rather than Juliet. And I really wish Lydia was in my life before I had children, because I do believe that I would have been a more disciplinary kind of mother if I had worked had a horse riding instructor train me for riding horses before I had children. Now, I'm not talking about whipping my kids. I'm just talking about how you have these really strict boundaries that those horses can't cross. And how would you rate me on a 1 to 10 on how good I am at following the setting those boundaries for Juliet?
So
Be honest.
when I first met you, I would probably say about a 3.
Oh, I thought that's where I'd be now.
No, now you're probably ranging between a 5 and a 7. It
Okay.
depends. It depends
Okay.
what mood you're in.
If I self-rated myself, I would have put myself as a 0 at the beginning, and that's what got me kicked over the fence. And now I would rate myself at a 3, like you said, depending on how what mood I'm in and how tired I am and all that sort of stuff. But I'm getting better. That bell curve's improving.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, so Lydia, thank you so much. So that's Lydia's riding lessons. Find her on Facebook. It was wonderful chatting with Lydia on location at her beautiful setup for her riding lesson school. But it's really important to also just make a quick mention to thank the many sponsors who have come on board to help us achieve already 50% of our goal, raising over $10,000 already. And that is David Reed Homes, who will build you a custom quality home Australia-wide. Norellen Pools for everything fiberglass pools and spas. CLM Chartered Accountants, predominantly in the Fraser Coast, but also in other parts of Australia and with clients Australia-wide. Green Pro, where the grass is greener. Visit their website to discover the array of smaller farm equipment, everything to keep the grass greener. Da 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 da